This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Here's what Joe Reagan writes. In the fall of 93, I was wrapping up a failed business venture. I was hospitalized that year, which further wreaked havoc on my business and left us digging out from medical bills. My wife, Julie, and I started a family. We had 2 small children and 1 on the way. By this time in my life, I had surrendered most of my life to God, but I lived on a pious motto attributed to a saint: pray as though everything depends on God, but work as everything depends on you. Some of you grew up with that. Pray as if it all depends on God, but work as if it all depends upon you. That seemed to me like a logical division of labor. So I worked with all the self-will I could muster while praying for God's will to be done, especially to help take care of a growing family. But this belief was soon to be shaken when I realized one night that fall that we had absolutely, completely run out of money. A lot of people can't identify with this, but some of you can. We had $25 in the checking account, no credit, no credit cards, little food in the house. Some cash might be coming in about 2 weeks, but none until then. For someone whose self-image was completely wrapped up in winning in the business world and taking care of my family, this was devastating. Despite my hard work and tenacity, I could not change what was happening. Then on top of being pregnant, Julie became extremely ill. Julie had a friend in our church who found out she was sick. It was not uncommon for friends to organize meals when a baby is born, but this friend had had the experience of being pregnant and sick and realized that what a burden that is, and that at that time it's when meals should really be brought. So she sprang into action and organized 10 days of meals for our family. Now, she didn't know anything about our financial situation. She was just acting out of her faith. But here she was at our doorstep with meals for the next day and promises of meals for 10 days. I want you to listen to this next line. This is really a touching line. Each evening, the doorbell would ring, and I would open it up to see the face of God standing there with a casserole. Wow. Listen to that again. Each evening the doorbell would ring, and I would open it up to see the face of God standing there with a casserole. These wonderful women had no idea what they were really bringing into our home and what lessons they were teaching me. On the 10th day, Julie realized we had no milk, which is a necessity in a home with 2 small children. She started looking around in our coat pockets looking for money. Have you ever done that? You've been so desperate, you're looking for change in coat pockets, hoping to find some milk money. When the doorbell rang, there was another of Julie's friends with a sack full of meals and 2 gallons of milk. Julie was absolutely dumbfounded. "Why would you bring us milk?" she asked. "I didn't even think about it," her friend replied. "Why wouldn't I? You have to have milk with your meal." Again, the friend was oblivious to the true challenge we had. All my effort, all my working, like it was all up to me, could not even produce 1 gallon of milk for our family. But through these faithful, loving women, God was doing for me what I could not do for myself. I abandoned the belief of praying like it's all up to God and working like it's all up to me, and instead I began to accept that all of my life, prayer and work, rest in God alone. That's a lesson for you. It's a lesson for me today. It's not about all your efforts and all my efforts. It's about what God can do in our lives. And get this, what God can do in the lives of other people working in your life.
We'll conclude this story and this message on Cross Hope tomorrow. That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.